Religious symbols. Among the religious symbols of Judaism, one of the most important is the menorah, the seven-branched oil lamp that was lit inside the Temple of Jerusalem in ancient times. According to some traditions, it symbolizes the burning bush as seen by Moses on Mount Horeb, from which he heard the voice of God. For others, it represents the Saturday in the center and the 6 days of creation. In the tabernacle of Israel, the menorah was gold and adorned with alternating knobs and flowers, while the seven arms supported small lamps. The fate of the original menorah is still unclear. Perhaps it was brought to Rome when Titus conquered the land of Israel in 70 AD, as shown in a depiction on the Arch of Titus. According to some, it was taken by King Alaric during the sack of Rome in 410 AD and buried with him in the riverbed of Busento in Cosenza. Others do not rule out the possibility that it arrived in Constantinople after the Vandals sacked the capital of the empire in 455 AD. Instead, the Jewish tradition holds that the menorah stolen by Titus was a copy. The real one would have been hidden in anticipation of the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem. The shofar is a small ram's horn used as a musical instrument during Jewish religious functions, in particular Yom Kippur. Mentioned in the Bible and in later rabbinic literature, the shofar is also used to announce the new moon and solemn holidays, as well as to proclaim the Jubilee year. It is also played on the first day of the seventh month, Tishrei, to proclaim Rosh Hashanah. The ritual of playing the horn originates from the sacrifice of Isaac. In the biblical tradition, Isaac was saved from sacrifice, and in his place, Abraham sacrificed a ram that was caught by the horns in a bush on the mountain. Thus, playing the horn, God remembers the faith of Abraham, the salvation of Isaac, and that of his descendants. The tallit, also called a prayer shawl, is a Jewish ritual garment. Its origins date back to the time of the compilation of the Torah. It is used by men for morning prayers, for various religious ceremonies, and only once a year during evening prayer on the occasion of Kippur. In its most common form, tallit gadol, it consists of a rectangular cloth, usually of wool, silk, linen or cotton, but also of a synthetic fiber, and can come in various sizes. It is decorated with fringe at the four corners and usually also on the two shorter sides. These fringes are called tzitzit, a word sometimes used as a synonym for tallit. The fringes serve to fulfill the commandment expressed by the Torah. Make thee twisted cords upon the four corners of thy covering, wherewith thou coverest thyself. Deuteronomy 22:12. They are formed by four double threads, so as to produce eight of them, one of which is longer, which wraps around the others. They are linked in a certain number of knots corresponding to the numerical value of the letters that make up the name of God, or, according to other uses, to the numerical value of the expression Adonai Echad, the Lord is One.